It is Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show, and this story blows my mind. You can join in and let us know what you think. 833-563-2539, especially if you've got kids around this age, if you think what's happening is right or it's a big overreaction. A 10-year-old boy has been charged with aggravated assault. What happened? Well, here's the story.
Out as a playground game is landing a 10-year-old in court on assault charges. He's accused of throwing a ball that hit and injured another child.
It all happened here outside Erickson Elementary in Canton back in early April. That's where the two boys were playing, and that's where this incident occurred. But just a few days ago, one of the mothers was informed that her 10-year-old is charged with aggravated assault in juvenile court.
These kids are basically playing a game that we all have played.
But on April 29th, what seemed like a harmless game ended with one student getting seriously hurt. According to the boy's mother, who asked we not show her face, he has a rare medical condition, making head injuries especially dangerous. According to a police report, during that game, another student threw a ball at his face on purpose.
He sustained facial tissue damage to his face. He had a black eye and a bruised nose.
Records show the then fourth grader also suffered a concussion. His condition is something Kamishi Lindley says she and her son, Bryce, knew nothing about. Wednesday, Bryce was charged with aggravated assault.
I couldn't believe it.
This is on top of a one-day suspension, which occurred right after the incident.
This is a kid that was playing on the playground with his friends.
They were playing dodgeball. Which everybody, I think, growing up played dodgeball. That was my favorite sport to play in gym. And I don't know why. I'm not blaming the kid that got hurt, like that he shouldn't be doing it, especially if he has like some kind of condition which can make him more prone to facial injuries or just head injuries in general. But I remember getting blasted in the face with dodgeball. Maybe that's why I look so ugly. But the fact that this 10-year-old now, guys, is being charged with aggravated assault. Mackenzie, don't you have a kid?
Wow, I do. Yeah, she's 9.
Has she been charged with any kind of crimes?
No, not that I know of. Not as of yet.
Okay.
I will tell you though, she like when we go to like the bouncy places or like Sky Zones, fun. Like I don't like her to play dodgeball because I feel like the kids do like peg other kids in the face.
But isn't that part of being a kid though?
Yeah, but I mean, there is a difference. I feel like at that age between little boys and little girls sometimes. So it's I don't know. I just don't want her to. But that's.
Do you think this 10-year-old then, like hearing the story from, I mean, the limited stuff we've heard here. Do you think that the kid should be as 10 years old charged with aggravated assault? I mean, in dodgeball, you kind of go for, like, to be honest, like, you got to get the person out. A headshot is fun, but it's not the most strategical move.
What are the rules of dodgeball? Is it neck down? I mean, what are the rules?
Yeah, normally it's, like, neck down.
Neck down.
Yeah. Yes.
Headshots are legal where I played. They're
always
allowed.
But he is 10.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have kids, so I don't really know, but I think, obviously, it's not right to purposely hit someone in the head at all. Like, he should serve a suspension. But aggravated assault, I think, is a little extreme. Now, if this kid didn't have any sort of medical issues wrong with him, with his facial tissue, things like that, this would never be in question. The aggravated assault would never come to light about it. And if a kid had a medical condition, the school should have never let him play dodgeball.
Right, but on
he should
purpose.
Have never been on that game.
Like if some kid, and I mean, if some kid did that to my child, I mean, there would be...
You would press charges.
If my kid got hit in the face by a dodgeball, I would ground him because I'm
gosh.
You need to catch that ball.
And not with your
where
face.
Where are your hands at? You're embarrassing your family.
I just feel so bad for it because that's so traumatizing.
Would you press charges?
I don't think I'd press charges, but I would definitely make sure that, you know, that the child knew that it was wrong. I'd meet with the parents. There would be definitely consequences to pay.
833-563-2539. What if they threw a dodgeball at you, though? Kathy, hey, you're on the show. What's up? What do you think about this?
I think this is a crazy... It even says on there that the parents didn't even know that the child had this condition. So how is a 10-year-old supposed to know that, you know, that I could do some serious damage? I had 3 boys, and my rule was, unless you can't stop the bleeding or it's protruding from your body, don't bother me.
And Kathy's like, I'm a big proponent of Hunger Games.
I love this. It's
ridiculous
true.
That parents these days are such, I think they're bigger whiners than the kids. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
I wonder who, thank you, Kathy, for the call at 833-563-2539. Like, who brought up the assault charges? That's the thing that really sticks out to me in the story, is that a 10-year-old is being charged with aggravated assault.
That's right.
That's serious. Like, suspensions, no big deal. It happens. Like, you do something. I got suspended for throwing toilet paper wads up. Like, we all do dumb stuff as kids and adults, but...
You know what? Kathy cracked me up as a mom, because I only have one child, but I rock star moms and dads that have multiple children running around, but you just kind of listen because they're all playing and you just listen for cries or shrieks. And if you don't hear anything, it's all good.
Patrice, hey, what's going on? You're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. What do you think about this 10-year-old getting charged with assault for throwing a dodgeball?
I think it's ridiculous. I mean, that's the problem with half of these kids now. Their parents are raising them to be so soft. And, I mean, if that was the case, all of us who was born in the 80s and 90s should be in jail right now for playing dodgeball.
Yeah, I got to admit, I did some questionable throws back in the day. Like, for me, as a boy, it was like, hit the kid in the junk or in the face. See, guys were terrible.
Exactly. I'm a girl, and I was a tomboy, and I played with the boys. So I knew the consequences of playing dodgeball. I knew the consequences of playing football with the guys. You're going to get tackled. You're going to get slammed. If you're playing dodgeball, you're going to get hit in the face at some point of the game.
Right.
Hey, thank you so much. I guess what they're doing, too, in the meantime, there actually is kind of a little fundraiser going on to assist the boy with legal fees. He's set to appear in juvenile court on August 1st. How insane is that? So, like, what is that, tomorrow or Thursday or Friday?
That got hit?
I assume they're okay and they're recovering. I mean, he had a concussion, but it's like...
See, yeah.
I don't know. That's just insane, so... From now on, no more dodgeball around here. We're going to cancel the first ever Radio Now dodgeball tournament.
Man. I don't we want have any... uniforms and everything.
I know. Darn it. No. I'm sorry, guys. Can't get sued.